Welcome to this special addition to the Baby Sleep Solution audio program. If your baby or infant is waking numerous times during the night and crying or just refusing to go back to sleep, then this audio chapter is just for you. You'll soon notice that some of the advice I give you in this section is similar to or the same as what you will have already heard in the main Baby Sleep Solution audio. This is because some of the techniques you'd use to get your baby to sleep in the first place are exactly the same as those you'd use to get them back to sleep when they awake during the night. However, what I'm going to share here is some new information to help your baby get back to sleep on his or her own, as well as some twists on the info you've already learned that will help with your baby waking in the night situation. The first thing you need to realise is that all babies wake several times during the night. The difference, though, is that some are able to just go back to sleep on their own, whereas others will need you to give them a helping hand. The good news, however, is that all children can be trained to go back to sleep on their own. Let's look at some of the more common reasons why your baby will not be able to get back to sleep in the night, and also what we can do to remedy the situation. 1. Feeding directly before sleep. It is always very tempting for parents to put their baby into his or her crib straight after a feed. Just like as adults, we could easily nod off after eating a meal, babies are the same too. However, if your baby is waking up in the night and won't go back to sleep, then this could well be the cause of your problem. What's actually happening is that your baby is getting into the habit of needing to feed before he or she will go to sleep. Therefore, each time baby wakes in the night, he will cry for you and won't go back to sleep until the need for a feed has been satisfied. To break away from this habit, try to ensure that your baby doesn't go to sleep while feeding. Perhaps you could be a little more exciting with your baby when you're getting near to the end of the feed, or you could rock them, or perhaps give them a gentle nudge to help them stay awake. The idea is to make sure they're still awake when you finish the feed and put them into the cot. Even if, for a few days, this means you have to spend another half an hour or so to get them to sleep. Alternatively, you may wish to try moving that final feed before bedtime to slightly earlier, so that your baby is still ready to sleep, but a little more awake and can see what's going on. 2. The world is a different place in the middle of the night. Consider carefully what your baby can see and hear when he or she first goes to sleep at night. A baby who goes to sleep with his parents in view, with the lights on and the TV blasting out, will find it frightening when they wake in a different room, in near darkness and with very little noise around them. Help your baby to feel secure and contented when they wake in the night by ensuring that before they go to sleep, they're put to bed in their own cot, and everything is exactly the same as they will find it when they wake during the night. 3. Mum or Dad is always there when they go to sleep. This is another reminder for you to ensure that baby is always in his or her cot when going to sleep. Every time he or she goes to sleep in your arms, on your lap, or just with you in general, reinforces the thought that you should be near whenever baby is going to sleep. And that's what they then expect and cry for throughout the night. 4. Dummies or pacifiers. I'm not going to discuss the subject of whether dummies or pacifiers are a good thing or not for babies here, but I will say that if your baby goes to sleep sucking a dummy or pacifier, but then later wakes up and can't find it, crying is virtually guaranteed until you return to replace the dummy. Some parents have used this as the reason they needed to wean their baby off the pacifier. Others have found it beneficial to leave several dummies on each side of their baby when he or she goes to sleep. This then ensures that, hopefully, at least one will be found when the baby wakes. 5. Teething. Teething, as you'll undoubtedly be aware, is very unpleasant for babies and can and does cause discomfort and pain during the night. It's worth seeing what your doctor or healthcare professional can recommend with regards to baby paracetamol or baby teething gel to help to relieve the pain. But other than that, there's actually little you can do except just understand that this is why your baby is keeping you awake at night and that it will indeed pass shortly. 6. Your baby is still hungry. When your baby wakes up in the night, do you always assume that it's because they're hungry and rush to them with a bottle or to breastfeed? From the age of 4 months or so, many babies have no need for the actual nutrition of a feed during the night, but will rather cry for food out of habit. Here are some methods you can use to eliminate the need for a night feed. 1. If you are a bottle feeder, you can gradually, over a few weeks, dilute the milk with water, so the amount of actual food in the bottle becomes less and less. It also becomes less tasty, so the baby soon begins to lose interest. 2. If you're breastfeeding, try to gradually decrease the time that you allow your baby to feed for. This gets your baby used to expecting less and less food each time, and again helps to wean him or her off their nighttime feeds. 3. You can also gradually try to increase the amount of time between nighttime feeds. If your baby wakes and cries for a feed before the time you've decided he or she can next be fed, try to soothe them in other ways rather than giving in and feeding them. Using a combination of these methods, you'll find that gradually your baby will have less and less of a need to feed during the night. Obviously, for very young babies, nighttime feeds are essential, and so your baby should be allowed to feed whenever it is required. If you're going to change your baby's nighttime feeding routine, though, it is certainly worth checking your proposed changes with your family doctor. 7. Not enough sleep during the day. It may seem surprising that an infant who does not get sufficient sleep during the day can often have very disrupted sleep during the night too. With our busy lives and the constant need to juggle looking after the baby with looking after the house and the rest of the family, doing the shopping and everything else that fills the day, creating a daytime sleep routine for baby and then keeping to it is not at all easy. But if you can create a routine for daytime sleep and even just keep to it on several days in the week, it will certainly pay dividends. This will mean that on busy days, you'll have to let your baby grab a sleep wherever you are and whatever you're doing. But on the days you are at home, you should try to follow your routine and put your baby into the cot and allow him or her to go to sleep on their own. To help you to time your baby's daytime naps correctly, look for when he or she is starting to get irritable, perhaps giving their eyes a rub or being unable to concentrate on what they're doing. Following these clues and putting baby to bed at a consistent time when he or she actually needs sleep gives them the very best chance of quality daytime sleep and also in turn helps their nighttime sleep too. 8. Craving attention. As you will certainly have noticed, babies crave attention. This is no different in the middle of the night, and so a major reason that babies will cry and not go to sleep on their own in the night is that they want more attention from you. If you feel this is the reason why your baby will not go back to sleep in the night, then I suggest you use the stopwatch return technique, which is major technique number 5 in your main audio. Using this method enables your baby to gain comfort that you're close by and will always return to them. But because you never pick them up, and when you go into them, you always act very calm, unexciting, and even boring, most babies will quickly learn that crying for attention in the night is not as rewarding as they thought. Now don't get me wrong, I realise that the last thing you'll want to do in the middle of the night is go into your baby's room every 2 or 3 minutes until they're back to sleep. And it will be so tempting for you to pick them up and try to quiet them quicker. But this technique is all about training your baby to comfort him or herself to go to sleep without comforting from you. Try this technique solidly for a week or 10 days. Really persevere and you'll see some major improvements. If for any reason you are unsure about using the stopwatch return technique and don't want to give it a try, then instead use major technique number 4, the rubber band technique. This method again needs quite a bit of discipline for you to follow it properly, particularly in the middle of the night, and also because you're not allowed to make eye contact with your baby. On the plus side though, if you can keep up with this method for a week or 10 days, your chances of succeeding and having a baby that sleeps happily through the night are massive. So, there we have the techniques you need to use to help your baby to go back to sleep on his or her own on waking in the night. These techniques do work, but you'll need to be consistent when putting them into practice. There is little point in trying a technique for 2 nights, deciding it doesn't work, and moving on to another technique or giving up altogether. When you've chosen the method or methods that you're going to try, you really do need to be consistent and stick with those methods for at least a week or 10 days, even if they seem to be having little effect initially. The whole point of what we're doing here is training your baby to go to sleep on their own. Some babies will learn this quicker than others. But even if you've seen no results after 4 or 5 days, on day 6, everything could just click into place and your problems be solved for good. If you give up too soon though, and move to a different technique, all of your good work will be undone, and your baby will have to start learning again from scratch. Consistency really is the key. As a very final note, don't forget to implement the minor techniques in the original audio program, in particular those relating to creating sleep routines for your baby, as all these will help to reinforce what we're trying to achieve and will increase the speed in which you succeed. Good luck, and I look forward to hearing from you when your baby is sleeping through the night.